hallelujah. Oh, happy day. Welcome the life and the truth and the way. It's Christmas, starting now on Homecoming Radio. Hi, and welcome to Christmas on Phil Gaither's Homecoming Radio. I'm Daniel Britt, and we've gathered around the tree and lights and garland today with a warm mug to celebrate Jesus and the happy day, starting back with that first Christmas and continuing to this very happy day. I'm here right now with Kevin Williams, Gordon Moat, Buddy Green, Tori Taff, and of course, Bill Gaither. And this seat right here is just for you.
And I'm glad you've stopped by to sample some of our tasty musical treats as we share some of our favorite memories about this wonderful season of the year, because Christmas is that one time when we all do and say kind things. We care and share about those we love. It's a time of hope, miracles, and wonderful things. So enjoy the next 60 minutes with us as my homecoming friends and I take you on a sleigh ride of Christmas memories. Memories that will touch your heart and help you recall the love and the joy that is Christmas.
Orchestra to get us started on this happy day, Christmas edition of Homecoming Radio. You know, you can't talk about Christmas memories very long without bringing up the topic of snow and a white Christmas.
Yeah, and for me, it does bring back wonderful memories. I think more on Christmas Eve. There's something about 4 to 4:30 because it gets dark about that time when the snow is in.
Yeah.
You know it's Christmas time. It is a winter wonderland.
Sleigh bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening. A beautiful sight, we're happy tonight. Walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is a bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along. Walking in a winter wonderland.
In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he is Parson Brown. He'll say, are you married? We'll say, no man.
You can do the job when you're in town. Later on we'll conspire as we dream by the fire to face unafraid the plans that we made. Walking in a winter wonderland. Bells ring, are you listening? In the lane, snow is glistening.
a beautiful sight. We're happy tonight, walking in a winter wonderland. Gone away is the bluebird. Here to stay is a new bird. He sings a love song as we go along, walking in a winter wonderland.
In the meadow we can build a snowman and pretend that he's a circus clown. We'll have lots of fun with Mr. Snowman
until the other kitty's knocking down. When it snows, ain't it thrilling? Though your nose gets a chilling, we'll frolic and play the Eskimo way, walking in a winter wonderland. Walking in a winter wonderland.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Oh, buddy, it's not Christmas without a harmonica, is it?
Of course not. Here's Legacy 5.
Haul out the holly, put up the tree. Stocking. I may be rushing things, but deck the halls again now. For we need a little Christmas right this very minute. Candles in the window, carols at the spinet. Yes, we need a little Christmas right this very minute. It hasn't snowed a single flurry, but Santa dear, we're in a hurry. So climb down the chimney, turn on the brightest string of lights I've ever seen. Slice up the fruitcake, it's time we hung some tinsel on that evergreen bough. For we need a little music, need a little laughter, need a little singing, ringing through the rafter. And we need a little snappy, happy ever after.
Christmas on Homecoming Radio. Hey, Bill, let's go to the phone and talk to our homecoming friend, Karen Peck.
Hello, Karen.
Hey there.
Can you tell us about your favorite Christmas memory?
I guess I have a lot of favorites, but I guess the most favorite would be the year that I received my baby boo. And it was my favorite doll of all dolls. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know if I was going to get it or not because I had forgotten to tell Santa Claus. I froze up and got scared when I saw Santa Claus. And I didn't know if I was going to get Baby Boo or not. And when the Christmas morning came and Baby Boo was under that tree, I'll never forget the feeling of when I got my Baby Boo.
That's great. That's great. Good to talk to you, hon.
It's good to talk to you. I love you, my friend.
Love you too, Karen. Bye.
Bye.
Peace. on earth goodwill to men. Chapel bells will all be ringing as the carolers are singing. Oh, little town of Bethlehem. When weather comes around, there's just one special date that puts a sparkle in the children's eyes. It's when families gather around the tree to celebrate and sing a verse or two of Silent Night. Christmas is the season for believing, the message handed down throughout the years of the child so full of glory. Heaven still proclaims a story that joy will conquer all our fears. When weather comes around, there's just one special date that puts a sparkle in the children's eyes. It's when families gather round the tree to celebrate and sing a verse or two.
Gordon, how about Christmas at your house? What happens?
Christmas is special. We watch a lot of classic Christmas movies, and I take a break from the road in the studio and spend lots of time with the kids. And one of the cool things we do, we always look forward to this. We go and see all their favorite Christmas lights, and we get their favorite milkshake before we go. And so we call it Shakes and Lights.
That's good.
We get in the car and we just drive around all night listening to Christmas music, get out of the car sometimes and look at the lights, and it's fun. We look forward to it every year.
That does sound like it.
Is that you playing the piano?
Yes, it is, Bill.
Did you jazz up this great old song?
I rewrote all the music to it.
Ooh.
It's fun.
Here's Gordon Bowie.
Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go tell it on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Shepherds kept their watching over silent flocks by night. Behold, throughout the heavens, there shone a holy light. The shepherds feared and trembled when low above the earth rang out the angel chorus that hailed our Savior's birth. So I'm gonna go tell it on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Tell it on the mountain,
on the mountain,
that Jesus Christ is born. Thank you. out on the mountain, over the hills and everywhere. Go down on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. And everywhere, go telling on the mountain that Jesus Christ is born. Yeah, Jesus Christ is born. Everywhere I go,
go tell it on the mountain. Go tell, go tell. Go tell it on the mountain.
You got to
go tell, go tell.
Tell it on the mountain.
Tell it on the mountain.
Hey, a couple questions for you guys. Some little known facts of Christmas. Did you know most people can't say Little Jack Horner? Did you know that? Yeah, it says it right here. They can't say that. And figgy pudding. What is figgy pudding? Anybody know?
Well, bring me some figgy pudding.
That's right.
It's a British dish.
It's That's a custard-based, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
And the top dinner figs. For Christmas is ham or turkey,
turkey,
ham and turkey.
There you go.
And the top Christmas treats, gingerbread, of course. What's the one that everybody passes around from,
you know, and nobody eats.
Fruitcake. So it's fruitcake, right. Pumpkin pie and, of course, chestnuts. Popular, right?
Which leads us to David Phelps.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tater tiny tots with their eyes all aglow, we'll find it hard to sleep tonight. They know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of toys and goodies on his sleigh. And every mother's child is gonna spy to see if reindeer really know how to fly. And so I'm offering this simple phrase to kids from 1 to 92. Mistletoe and presents. tree. Christmas Eve will find me where the light gleams. I'll be home for Christmas if only in my dreams. And although it's been said many times, many, many ways, Merry Christmas.
Kobe?
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to
Christmas with the Gaither Vocal Band.
He sent a virgin to carry his only boy, a reason for shepherds to sing with joy, a star for the wise men to find a new king, a baby to save a sinner like me.
Okay,
hallelujah.
Buddy, they say you got a story on Silent Night. Is that right?
Well, it's a pretty well-known story about Joseph Moore. He'd come to lead worship. This was way back in the 19th century, I believe, sometime. The old pump organ wouldn't work that night, and it was a cold night. And I guess this was in Switzerland, wasn't it?
Austria.
Was it Austria? Okay, I knew it was in the Alps somewhere. But the people gathered for the service. The pump organ wouldn't work, but they had an old guitar. And this song had just been written, and they performed it, and it was the kind of song that I love the best, simple. It was a simple melody with a simple message, and simply delivered that night on a guitar.
Thank you, Lord, for the gift of yourself. And thank you that because of that gift, you have made us one. Make us ambassadors that break down walls that separate and divide. Make us lovers, build bridges, and reach across chasms, barriers. Thank you for giving us the sweet assurance that whether we sing on this side or the other side. It is the song, always the song, that started on the Judean hill that rings in our hearts. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill, love for all men.
Thanks for being here with us. From Homecoming Radio to you and your family, Merry Christmas.
A blessed Christmas season to you from all of us here at Homecoming Radio, where we'll see you again next time. Today, you've heard only the best of the best in great gospel music, and you know we're often asked where to find this music. Just go to homecomingradio.com and you'll find much of the same music there that you've heard right here. Again, that's homecomingradio.com, and we'll look forward to you joining us again next time when all your favorite homecoming friends stop by for more of Bill Gaither's Homecoming Radio.